各位早晨，早上好。
Good morning, everyone.
也好高兴能够见到大家，特别是 Jennifer， 好久没见了。
I'm very pleased to see you all, especially we haven't seen Jennifer for some time.
希望我们可以一起聚集的时候都能够存着一个很快乐的心来敬拜。
I sincerely hope that as we gather in God's name, we are happy.
谢谢 Pastor Lucy 带领我们唱诗歌。
And we thank Pastor Lucy for leading us in songs.
的确，在我们每天的生活里，面前有很多的障碍。
It is a reality that in life we face many challenges.
但是在这么多障碍的面前，可以应该怎么做才可以继续的很好的这样子生活？
But when we face challenges, the question is, how can we face them and overcome?
大家都知道我两个月前动了一个眼部的手术。
You all know that about 2 months ago, I've had a cataract operation.
很多人告诉我手术过后就会看得很清楚。
Everybody told me before the operation that after it, you can see everything very clearly.
但是我目前还没有经历到这个。
But up to date, I have not experienced this.
因为我只是做了一只眼睛，还有另外一只眼睛还没做。
Because the fact is, I've had only operation on one eye, the other one hasn't had it.
所以呢，我现在的视力是非常的模糊。
Now, I can see things very blurry.
这个就是我面前暂时要面对的一个障碍。
So this is one of the hindrances that I'm facing now.
所以每天都要仰望神去过。
So indeed, every day we need to rely on God.
最困难的时候，就是我要准备信息的时候。
The most difficult time for me is that when I need to prepare for a message.
因为我要看字，要看得很清楚。
Because I needed to read and to read them clearly.
所以非常的吃力。
And I find it very difficult to read.
那这个是我面前的一座山。
So this is a little mountain that I face now.
但是靠着神给我的力量，都是每天的快快乐乐的去生活。
But then depending on his strength, I live every day and day by day happily.
正因为这个视力的问题，引起到让我想起今天的题目。
It is because the challenges that I'm facing because due to my vision that makes me want to speak about today's topic.
今天我要讲的就是主耶稣的一句话。
What I want to speak on today is words of the Lord Jesus.
还是在那个登山宝训里面
taken again from the Sermon on the Mount.
因为下来我们会继续的回头再讲那个登山宝训
Because for the time to come, we'll continue to revisit the words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount.
因为这个登山宝训还是非常的宝贵，有很多东西还没讲完
That's because the Sermon on the Mount is very rich. We haven't exhausted it.
所以今天我要讲的就是马太福音第六章。
My text today is taken from Gospel of Matthew chapter 6.
对不起，我写错了，应该是第六章哈。22节到23节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 verses 22 to 23.
这就是眼睛不好的问题了。
You see, it proves that my eyesight is not good. I made a mistake in typing.
那今天的题目就是眼睛若健全，全身就明亮。
The title of today's message is If your eye is sound, your whole body will be full of light.
眼睛就是身体的灯，如果你的眼睛健全，全身就都明亮。
The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is sound, your whole body will be full of light.
如果你的眼睛有毛病，全身就都黑暗。如果你里面的光变成黑暗，这是多么的黑暗。
But if your eye is not sound, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?
在这里，耶稣用了一个比喻法来说明一个道理。
Here, Jesus makes use of a figure of speech to make a point.
这里谈到视力。
He wants to speak about vision.
视力是非常重要的。
Eyesight is very important.
视力好就能看得清楚。
If your eyesight is good, you can see things clearly.
看得清楚才能够处理生活上的事。
Only when you see clearly, you can handle things in life well.
看得清楚也可以知道方向。
When you can see clearly, you can also see direction.
有生活的动力。
And then you have motivation for life.
所以耶稣在这里描写的就是一种的状态。
So what Jesus is describing here is a condition that you may be in.
耶稣描写这种的好的状态为全身明亮。
He describes a good condition as your body being full of light.
要是你的视力不好，就会大大的影响你的生活和生活所需要的动力。
Supposing your eyesight is not sound, then it will affect the way you live.
因为你想做一件事情，要加倍的困难。
Because whatever thing you do, you'll find it very strenuous.
比如说你在路上遇到一个朋友，但是你看不见他，他跟你打招呼，你就这样子走过了。
For example, you walk down the street and you meet a friend who is saying hello to you, but you can't see him or her clearly, and then you just walk past him.
这很尴尬。
Then it's very embarrassing.
那如果现在你坐在后面。
And for example, now you're sitting there where you are at the back.
看不到屏幕的话。
And if you cannot see the screen clearly.
那如果这个屏幕的字体很小，你看不到。
Supposing the words on the screen are very small and you can't see.
这会影响你的学习，也许你甚至于不会想学习。
It would affect how you learn today, and perhaps it would make you not wanting to learn today.
如果你开车看不清楚的话，那就更危险了。
And if you're a driver and you can't see clearly, then it's very dangerous.
看不清楚的时候，视力不好。耶稣在这里描写为身体黑暗，全身黑暗。
So if your eyesight is poor and you can't see things clearly, Jesus describes its condition as your body is full of darkness.
但是耶稣在这里谈的并不是我们这一双的肉眼。
But then don't make a mistake. Jesus is not talking about your physical eyesight.
他想说的是我们的属灵视力。
He is concerned about your spiritual condition.
因为整个登山宝训的主题都是关于进天国的。
And the overall theme of the entire Sermon on the Mount is about entering the kingdom of God.
如何能进天国？
But how can we enter the kingdom of God?
关于永恒的事情。
And how do we get things of eternal value?
关于这位万物的造物主。
Things concerning the creator of all things.
关于人如何跟这位造物主连接上。
And Sermon on the Mount is also about how humans canlink up and be connected with God.
人如何才能见到神呢?
It's about how man can see even God.
这一切都在乎我们的属灵视力有多好。
All these things above have to depend on whether how good your spiritual eyesight is.
耶稣在讲的是属灵视力。
What Jesus is speaking about isspiritual eyesight,
属灵的洞察力
spiritual perception, that is.
如果属灵的视力好，你的洞察力强的话，你就能听，你听福音的时候，你就会听出这个重要。
If your spiritual condition is good and your spiritual eyesight is sound, then you can discern, you can perceive what you are hearing.
你能分辨到什么东西有永恒的价值。
You can also distinguish what things are of eternal value.
你能看得见人生的方向。
You can also see the direction for your life.
你能看得透事情，每一件事情的关键。
You can also see through the what lies behind things.
看到神的重要性的时候，并且你会全力以赴地朝着天国的方向。
What is more, when you perceive the importance of knowing God, then you can exert all your effort to reach the goal.
你要跟神连接。
You want to connect with God.
你想见到神。
You want to see Him.
在人生的路上，无论发生什么事情，你都不会迷惘。
No matter what happens in your life, you will not feel lost.
你不会觉得彷徨。
You will not feel anxious.
你全身都会光明。
Your whole body, so to speak, will be full of light.
但是属灵视力好的人并不多。
But then, people whose spiritual perception is good are very few.
有些人听了福音，却听不出福音的价值。
There are people who have heard the gospel but haven't perceived the value of the gospel.
在我还是年幼的时候，就是少年的时期。
During my days of adolescence,
我就想一个问题。
I gave thought to one question.
就好像现在很多年轻人一样。我就下一步，我毕业之后我该做什么
？And like young people of today, I was thinking, what should I do next after graduation?
我的心志就是要为人服务的。
My aspirations then was to serve the people.
因为我觉得世界上很多的痛苦。
Because I thought there were many sufferings in life.
我希望我能够带给人一些一点点的快慰。
I wanted to give people comfort.
但是我不知道我能做什么。
But then I didn't know what I could do.
我就只是希望人类可以活得快乐一点。
I only wished that people could live more happily.
但是后来我在长大一些的时候，我就发觉人社会上各种各样的问题都是因为人自我中心。
As I grew older, I came to understand that all the problems that people have in the world was because people were all self-centered.
人都是为自己而活。
Everybody lived for himself.
但是如果每一个人都懂得为别人着想的话，也许就会天下太平了。
Perhaps when people are willing to be considerate and mindful of others, then perhaps the world can live in peace.
社会也不会有暴动。
And there won't be revolts and riots in the society.
国与国之间也不会有战争。
And there won't be war between nations.
但是怎么样人才会开始为人设想呢？
But how can people start thinking for others?
人什么时候才能不再自我中心呢？
How can people stop living for themselves and be self-centered?
后来我就发现，只有神能够改变人。
And then I came to the realization that only when God changed the people, that people will change.
就是当我经历到神改变我自己的那种的大能大力的时候，我就觉悟过来了。
And when I myself experience the might and the strength of God in changing people, then I understand.
我就知道，唯一能够带给人类太平的只有神。
Then I realize the only person who can bring peace to the world is God.
因为只有神能够改变人。
Because only God can change people.
自此以后，我的一生就过了30年，我就致力于传福音。
And so, in the last 30 years, I put all my efforts in taking part in the preaching of the gospel.
我也见证到神改变人的能力。
And I have seen with my eyes that people were changed because of the gospel.
最近在香港，大家都知道发生什么事情。
I suppose you all know what has been happening in Hong Kong.
在分析那个就是人民出来游行抗议这件事情上面呢，有很多人有不同的意见。
And concerning the rights and wrongs about protesters going on the streets to protest against the extradition law.
但是我心里觉得人这么多问题，都是每一个人都是要争自己的那个意见。
As far as I'm concerned, I think why there were problems there is because everybody insists on his or her own ways and thinking.
那每一个人都觉得是自己是更对。
Everybody thought that he was right.
然后到一个程度，就是为了自己的理想会，搞乱社会的治安。
To a point that for one's own ideal, that one would risk bringing chaos to society.
与我来说，就是其实问题的根源还难道不是因为人是自我中心吗？
So, is it not true then? Then the root of all problems is man's self-centeredness.
如果人都懂得为别人设想的话，问题会少很多。
Supposing people know how to consider others people's viewpoints, would problems not be solved?
好多年前，当我开始传福音的时候，全时间的侍奉神的时候。
When I first began to preach the gospel,
我听到不少人的批评。
I've heard much criticism from people.
不是针对我。
And they were not criticizing me.
而是针对就是传福音的人。
And what they criticized was the fact of preaching the gospel.
他们觉得你们这些传福音的人在社会上没有贡献。
And they felt that people who preach the gospel make no contribution to society.
经济上也没有贡献。
You make no contribution to the economy.
各方面你不知道你们在干什么。
We simply don't know what you're doing.
也许你们就是很轻松的，每个礼拜天就跟人聊几句的而已。
It seems what you do from week to week on Sunday by chit-chatting with people is nothing more than chit-chat.
他们不明白。
They don't understand.
如果你是传福音的人，如果有人像你这样说，你会怎么感觉？
Supposing you're a preacher of the gospel and people say these things to you, how would you feel?
他们不明白。
They don't understand.
人的问题都在于自我中心，自私自利。
All problems find their root in man's self-centeredness and selfishness.
唯一的解救就是在神里面。
The only remedy lies in God.
我觉得传福音的人是在做一件人生中最重要的事情。
For me, preachers of the gospel are doing the most important things in life.
我忘记了是两个月前还是几个月前。
No, I can't remember very well. Approximately about 2 months ago.
我猜是 Grace 分享吧。
And that week, it was Grace's turn to preach.
他就讲到关于一位的基督徒。
She mentioned a Christian.
那个时代是1899年了。
A Christian who lived in the 1800s.
所以是很久以前的人。
So a person who lived many years ago.
他的名字叫 Mr. Spafford.
And the person's name is Mr. Spafford.
他在美国芝加哥生活。
He lived in the USA.
他是个地产富商。
He was a rich real estate merchant.
当时他对朋友说。
He said to his friends,
我有个好妻子。
I had a good wife.
我有四个可爱的女儿。
I have four lovely daughters.
我的事业都很成功。
My career is very successful.
我很满足了。
I'm very satisfied.
可是后来有一场的大火。
But then after a fire,
他的地产啊，物业啊，全部都烧光了。
All his properties were lost in the fire.
他的财富、钱财一下子就化为灰烬。
In a moment, all his riches was lost.
然后他们都很伤心，很痛苦。
So they were very mournful.
尤其是他的妻子
，especially his wife。
那随后，他的妻子和带着他的四个女儿，就坐船去了欧洲一游，旅行。
And then the wife brought along the four lovely daughters, took a cruise for Europe as a holiday.
那因为那个时候他们心情太不好。所以他们的朋友都劝他们，不如你们去一趟旅行吧。
They went to Europe because their friend says, "You are feeling sad. Why don't you go away for a while and take a holiday in Europe?"
那他们就去了。
So they went.
但是这个 Mr. Spafford 正要出发的时候，他收到一个电话。
And one day, Mr. Spafford received a phone call.
就是他们一家人本来就要上船去旅行了。
It was a time when the family needed to board the ship for Europe.
那 Mr. Spafford 就受到这个电话，是一个生意上的来往，所以他就说啊，这个生意我要留下来处理。那你们先上船，他就跟他的妻子女儿说，你们先上船，然后我马上就跟着来。
Now, this is a phone call from a business partner, and he felt in order to deal with this matter, he felt the wife and the children should go ahead to Europe first, and he will follow soon after.
所以妻子带着女儿就上船去了。
So the wife brought the four daughters and boarded the ship.
想不到中途遇上了意外。
But unexpectedly, there was an accident in the ocean.
四个女儿都死了。
The four daughters all perished in the sea.
只有他的妻子生还。
Only his wife survived.
这是非常的悲哀，一场悲剧。
And he was devastated.
后来 Mr. Spafford 写了一首诗歌。
And in the end, Mr. Spafford wrote a song.
这首歌的名字叫《我的心灵得安稳》。
The title is It is well with my soul.
那真的很奇怪，人生如果遇到这么倒霉、痛苦的事，心灵怎么能安稳呢？
This is very strange, don't you think? How can people feel fine and peaceful after such a disaster?
在他的诗歌里，他这样写。
In the song he wrote,
无论我是平安还是无论我是平安还是忧愁，神，你让我学会了说。我的心灵安稳。
Whether I am feeling peace or whether I'm feeling troubled, God, you have taught me to say, "It is well with my soul."
然后第二节，虽然魔鬼撒旦千方百计要打击我，但在我无助的境况中，有你看顾我，我的心灵安稳。
Stanza 2 says, although the devil may try all means to attack me, and when I am when I feel helpless, you cared for me, and so it is well with my soul.
第三节的歌词这样说：基督耶稣为了我死，我的罪已经被卸下了，全钉在十字架上，我的心灵安稳。
Stanza 3 says, Jesus Christ has died for me. I have cast my sins down. All my sins have been nailed on the cross, and so it is well with my soul.
一般人如果遇到这些事情，早就崩溃了。
If it were for an ordinary person facing such a disaster, one would have collapsed.
但是这个人的属灵视力非常好。
But then the spiritual eyesight of Mr. Sparkford is excellent.
没有什么的痛苦、苦难能够使他的视力模糊。
No tragedy can make his spiritual eyesight blur.
他的眼目还是看着神。
His eyes could still see clearly.
这就是耶稣在这里所描写的全身光明的意思。
This is what Jesus meant when he said the whole body is full of light.
你的眼睛若健全，全身就明亮。
If your eye is sound, then your whole body will be full of light, he says.
无论发生什么事情，你有力量去活下去。
No matter what happens to you, you will still find strength to go on.
你有方向，你有动力。
You have motivation and you have direction.
我们如何才能够有这种的属灵视力呢？
How can you have such sound spiritual eyesight.
听福音的时候，你能够听出价值。
When you listen to the gospel, can you discern the value of it?
你能够听得出这是重要的，最重要的东西。
Can you discern this is important for you, the most important thing?
我必须用我的一生全力以赴地去追求。
And that you must pay all cost to obtain it.
属灵的视力怎么能变好呢？
How can your spiritual eyesight become sound?
健全这个字，这个希腊语，它有一个意思，就是，专一的意思。
The word sound.In the original Greek, has the basic meaning of being single.
顶上的那个字是一个希腊文。
So you see the original Greek word at the top.
就是健全的这个希腊文。
So to speak, sound is this word, which means single.
它的意思就是专一的意思。所以 Mr. Sparford,他的属灵视力好，是因为他专注于神。
The reason why Mr. Spelford's eyesight was good, because he was singly devoted to God.
他的视线没有移开。
He's never moved his sight from God.
无论发生什么事情，他都跑到神的面前。
No matter what happened to him, he always goes back to God.
定睛在神的身上
and he focuses his sight on God.
心能够达到专一的人是很少的
But those who can reach the state of being single are very few.
如果能够达到那个人的全身就会光明了
whenever a person reaches singleness of mind and heart, the whole body will be full of light.
你是一个专注的人吗？
Are you a focused person?
还是你是个心散的人？
Or are you a person who is always distracted?
就是说很容易分心的一个人。
That is, you're often easily distracted.
常常心不在焉。
And always absent-minded.
我相信呢，你们很有小孩的，可能特别的容易明白。
For those of you who have children, you'll find this very easy to understand.
你叫你小孩写作业，写了半天还没做好。
So you ask your child to complete the homework, and it takes her the whole day.
啊，为什么呢？
Why is that?
不专心。
Because your child is distracted.
也许他们在想别的东西。
Because her mind is off to something else.
也许他们在讲话。
Because he's chit-chatting with friends.
也许他们在看电视。
Because they want to watch the TV.
他们想一心二用。
They want to do many things at the same time.
一心二用是行不通的。
If youdivide your heart on even two things, it won't work.
专心才能够把事情做好。
Only when you are singly devoted, you can do a thing well.
但是我们生活在现今的时代，非常不利。
But it is a disadvantage to us that we are people who in the modern age.
因为现代的社会讲究效率。
But because we place so much importance these days on efficiency.
就是说要快。
That is, everything has to be quick.
如果你讲话慢一点，我都不耐烦。
If you speak a little bit too slowly, then I'll be impatient with you.
你拿起电话，讲。
And when you pick up the phone and answer a call, the first thing you say is, say it.
别浪费时间。
Don't waste my time.
学专注不容易。
So it's very difficult to learn to be focused.
但是这个时代真的要我们一心多用。
What is demanded of us today in this society is multitasking, they say.
有些人的现在的价值观就是你能一心多用的话你就棒了。
It's a sign that you are good.If can handle multitasking.
我想请问各位主妇。
I'd like to ask a question to housewives.
你在煮饭的时候，你是否只是在煮饭，还是你同时做别的事情？
When you are cooking a meal, are you just cooking the meal, or are you at the same time thinking about other things?
或者是在同时间做另外一件事情。
Or at the same time doing another thing.
Jennifer, 你在笑，你的情况是怎么样？
Jennifer, you are giggling. What's your situation?
煮餸嗰陣時，專心煮咯。如果係話即係啲整好之後咧，要燜嗰啲，咪可以做其他嘢。
那你还是挺专心的。
So Jennifer, when Jennifer cooks, she concentrates only on cooking. Only when the thing is done, then she will switch off to something else. So,
那挺不错。
You're considered a not too bad person.
Focus. 阿多呢？
阿多， how about you? I often burn things.
为什么呢？
Because she's distracted wanting to watch the telly when cooking.
是不是真的?
Is that true?
有时啊。
Sometimes you're guilty of that.
Yami, 你煮饭又怎样? 你专心吗?
Yami,
你做什么?
You're not distracted.
YouTube.
So you're not distracted. You're not focused in cooking. So you cook while you watch YouTube.
那不奇怪啊，因为这个时代就是讲一心多用的。
It's not strange because we do place a lot of importance on multitasking.
因为这样省时间。
Because this saves time.
而且我没有很多时间。
And we don't have a lot of time.
有时候我都发现我同时间做三四样的事情。
I often find myself engaging in 3 to 4 things at the same time.
但是我要告诉你是不好的。
But I need to say to you, this is not good.
那下面一心多用 multitask.
So, here it is, multitask.
你觉得这个人在干什么呢？
What do you think the driver of this vehicle was doing?
你有没有看过这个新闻啊？
Have you seen this news before?
他在开车是吧？
Yeah,
是他在开
车， yeah, the person was driving.
直播啊。
And he was doing a selfie, a video on selfie.
再看，看近一点。
So this is a close up. You can see a close up.
看到那个是什么？打针、打滴、打滴。
Oh, this is a drip,
a
medical drip that he is applying on his body.
其实当天他生病了，他就去医院，医生就让他打滴。
Oh, so he has been to the hospital, and the doctor gave him the drip.
然后到了一半，他说：“我赶时间，我要走了。”
And when the drip was halfway, he told the doctor, I need to go, I need to rush.
他就把那个东西整个拿走。
So he took away the drip.
拿了他的左手就拿着这个杆。
So with his left hand, he holds the drip.
右手呢是打吊针的那个手。
And it was his right hand that received the drip.
就是这样子。然后呢他又就是他被后来被警察抓到哈。
But then the policeman found him and caught him.
啊，他怎么可以驾开车呢哈？但是他就能够做得到了。
But he found a way to drive on.
那警察抓到他的时候，他不单只在开车，在打吊针，他还在讲电话。
The moment when the policeman caught him.He was found to be not only driving and refusing a drip, he was also talking on his phone.
那他怎么开车呢?
How did he manage to drive?
他就用他的左手开车。
So he used his left hand to handle the steering wheel.
所以他的左手呢就拿着那个杆，同时间开车。
So with his left hand, he was holding the steering wheel and the lever at the same time.
然后还不止。警察抓到他的时候，他正在跑高速。
And this is not the end. When the policeman caught him, he was cruising on the motorway.
80公里。
He was doing 80 kilometers per hour.
所以呢，怪不得从中国出来的同胞啊，要在英国拿执照呢是很难的。
And I think this is for the reason why for our Chinese compatriots to get a driver's license in the UK would not be easy.
因为他们的驾驶习惯不能接受在英国。
Because your habits are not acceptable here in the UK.
但是警察抓到他的时候，他说，我能应付。
But he said to the policeman, but I could manage.
那一心多用，就是因为这个人觉得自己能应付。
Why are people doing multitasking? Because he was convinced he could do it.
确实，他真的应付得来。
But it's a fact that he could manage.
但是，虽然也许你能够应付你的多项的工作
，But although you may think that you could do multitask.
但是你知道吗？其实你是在损耗你的脑细胞。
But do you realize that you're actually expending your energy?
你做完工作这几项工作之后，你会特别的疲惫。
When you've completed the few tasks you were engaged in, you would feel more tired than usual.
一心多用，我们以为有效率，其实这是一个假象啊，因为你要付上代价。
This mistake multi-distraction as efficiency, but you fail to realize this is an illusion.
这样一心多用的人，他们的专注力 我相信一定不是很，应该不会很好。
I believe the concentration level of such people must be very low.
你会发觉人生中很多事情啊，如果不专注的话，是做不到的。
The fact is, there are many things in life that unless you are focused, you can't succeed.
最近呢，因为我要算背痛，所以我觉得都应该多做一些伸展动作了。
And recently, because I am having pains in different parts of my body, I felt I needed to do some stretching exercise.
因为呢，我不想好像流麦这样。
Because I don't want to be found in a condition like Auntie Lau.
所以我就在网上找了一些运动啊。
So I found some exercises.Suggestions on the internet.
都很管用的。
And very useful ones.
那我每个我就睡觉前总会做一遍，十分钟左右。
So every day when before I go to bed, I would exercise for 10 minutes.
有时间的话，早上起来也会做一遍。
And if I can afford it, when I wake up in the morning, I also do the same exercises.
但是我发觉，如果你做这些伸展动作不专注的话，做完之后是没效果的。
But then I discovered that even if I'm doing the exercise, but if I am not focused, then the exercise won't do me any good.
如果我边做，然后不要浪费时间，所以呢，我的脑袋就开始想东想西的话，到十分钟之后，我发觉运动是做完了，但是我的肌肉完全都没有放松过。
For example, if when I'm doing the exercise, I feel I better not waste any time. So as I exercise, I also think about different things. Then even after the few minutes of exercise, I find it does my body no good. My body and muscles are still stiff.
如果你真的想放松的时候，你的脑袋必须要停下来。
So if you want to concentrate, your mind must be relaxed.
如果运动你想有效的话，你就必须要专注。
So if you want exercise to have good effects, you must focus.
运动员都一样。
So it's true with every athlete.
这是什么？
So what form of sports is this?
跳水啊。
This is diving.
跳水之前有很多的预备。
And before a dive, there are preparations.
唯一最重要的预备就是要全神贯注。
But the most important thing in terms of preparation is concentration.
这个运动员不能想东想西。
It is not possible that such a diver would be thinking about different things then.
不能东张西望。
It must not be distracted, looking at this thing and that thing.
不能担心自己的表现。
It must not even be worried about one's own performance.
不能再想我自己能不能拿到金牌呢？
One must not worry whether one would achieve a gold medal.
他必须全神贯注。
The one thing she needs to do is to focus.
把一切的思想放下
，and put down all thoughts and anxieties.
只应该集中于下来要做的动作。
And she must concentrate on the one thing that she needs to do.
有一些运动，如果你不专注的话，会没命的。
And there are some exercise, some sports that unless the person is focused, he will lose his life.
这个就不是开玩笑。
Now, this is not a joke. No. Walking a tight rope.
一个人越专注，他做事的效果就越好。
The more single, the more focused a person is, the more successful he would be.
就是长期来说的效果。
What I mean is that the long-term result is success.
回到这个属灵视力。
Now, let me return to the question of spiritual eyesight.
一个是属灵视力好的人，是因为他专注于神。
A person's spiritual eyesight is sound because the person is focused.
他的眼睛，他的心灵没有离开过神。
His sight, his spirit has never left God.
但是有很多事情会使到人一只眼睛看着神，另外一只眼睛看别处。
But the problem is, there are so many things in life that although we have one eye on God, the other eye, so to speak, are on other things.
如果是这样的话，你会发觉这个结果就是你什么都看不到。
If this describes your condition, then the fact is that you don't see anything.
雅各书一章七到八节这样说。
The book of James in chapter 1, verses 7 and 8 reads,
那样的人不要想从主得到什么，因为三心两意的人在他的一切道路上都摇摆不定。
For that person must not suppose that a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways, will receive anything from the Lord.
一个人如果三心两意，不专注，不是全心全意对神的话，他的方向感是很迷糊的。
When a person is double-minded and not focused, then he has a very poor sense of direction.
但是当你想开始想专注于神的时候，我肯定有很多东西要来分你的心。
But then I'm convinced that when you do want to focus yourself on God, that many things would happen to distract you.
比如说生活的忧虑。
For example, worries of life.
每个人都有忧虑。
Everybody has worries in life.
但是有忧虑的时候你怎么办呢？
But the question is, how...Do you handle worries?
你老看着那个忧虑，你只会更忧虑。
The more you focus your sight on the worries themselves, the more worried you will be.
如果你的眼目从你的忧虑上移开，移到神身上的时候，你的忧虑，把你的忧虑都交给神。
But when you move your eyesight from the worries onto God,And even you bring your worries to God.
也许你在忧虑你的孩子。
Perhaps you're worrying about your children.
好像 Pastor Lucy 刚才说，在你面前有很多的妨碍你的东西。
Like what Pastor Lucy said in the beginning, that you may be facing mountains on your way.
也许是你的学业。
Or maybe you're worrying about your studies.
你的工作。
Or your work,
你的人际关系
and personal relationships.
也许你忧虑你有没有钱
Maybe you're worrying about whether you have enough money.
你忧虑你找不找找不找能不能找到老婆
Or maybe you're worrying about whether you can find a wife.
有很多事情让我们忧虑
There are just so many things that make us worry.
这些忧虑如果我们不处理的话，它会分你的心。
If we don't handle worries well, they will distract us.
你就会成为一个三心两意的人。
And then you will become a double-minded man.
你在你一切的要做的决定上，你不知道怎么做决定。
And in every decision that you make, you actually don't know what you want.
世界上很多的吸引力。
And there are many things that are appealing in this world.
我相信其中一个最大的吸引力就是钱财。
And the thing that is more attractive in the world, I believe, is money.
所以耶稣常常的提醒我们不要忧虑，你的天父是知道你的需要的。
For this reason, Jesus reminds us often that do not be anxious because the Father knows you need these things.
你只要全神贯注地望着神，跟随他，他必然为你开出路。
You only need to focus on God, follow him, and then everything will be fine.
对于一个能够专注于神的人来说，他是相信一切都在神的掌管之中。
For a person who can focus, then he is convinced that everything is in God's hands.
各位很辛苦地来到英国。
And you have come to the UK, every one of us, and it has not been easy.
你想找到一个美好的、更好的家乡。
You came to the UK because you were looking for a better life.
过了好多年之后，你终于拿到这个护照了。
And after many years, you finally obtained your British passport.
我记起三十年前。
I remember an instance back in some 30 years ago.
当时我的家人移民到加拿大。
At that time, my family just emigrated to Canada.
当我大学毕业之后。
And that was after my graduation from university.
那我就计划回到香港。
I planned to return to Hong Kong from Canada.
我就要参加一个传道的培训班。
I wanted to take part in a full-time training for God's servants.
所以我就要跟我的家人说再见。
So I said farewell to my family.
但是那个时候，我因为在加拿大我住满了三年了。
At that time, I had lived in Canada for over 3 years.
刚刚好。
It just made 3 years.
就是刚刚好，我可以申请那个入籍。
And that meant that I could apply for naturalization.
那么，但是这个程序啊，你们都知道了，不是一两个月可以办好的。
But then you know the process of applying for citizenship would take.A few months.
如果遇人来看，我是来不及拿到这个护照，我就要离开。
From the human point of view, I would not have enough time to obtain my Canadian passport before I left.
因为香港的培训班一月份就要开始。
Because the training program was due to commence in Hong Kong, soon.
如果我要按着这个时间的话去申请啊，可能需要半年的时间，等候的时间才拿到那个护照。
If I were to apply for the Canadian passport first, I would have waited. I would have to wait for about half a year.
但是当时因为护照入籍，这个加拿大籍对我来说，我是觉得不重要的。
But then.It wasn't very important to me at that time to obtain a Canadian citizenship.
但是为了我的妈妈，我怎么样都要拿到的。
But for the sake of my mom, I felt I needed to apply for citizenship.
因为如果我不顾一切就离开的话，也许我妈妈会很担心。
Because I felt if I insisted of in going to Hong Kong without a Canadian passport, my mother would be worried for me.
所以，然后我就想该怎么办。
So I was thinking to myself, what should I do?
首先就是要填表了。
So the first thing I needed to do it was to fill in a form.
这个步骤都已经做好了。
And this was done.
但是下来就是等候。
The next step was to wait.
但是我知道这样等呢是等不到的。
But then I knew I couldn't wait that long.
所以我就拿起电话筒打个电话。
So I picked up the phone and dialed.
就到了那个不知道是叫什么办公室哈。
And to a certain office, I forgot.
然后我就告诉他我的情况。
And I explained my situation.
我要离开加拿大，我要回去香港参加一个传道的培训班。
And that I needed to leave Canada in order to take part in a training course in Hong Kong.
但是我正在申请这个 入籍。
And I am in the process of waiting for my citizenship.
啊，你可以不可以帮我看看，现在轮到我没有？
Could you please find out whether my turn has come?
那当然了，那个人翻查之后就是说你就是 it's a long queue 哈，就是排轮候很长啊。
But then the person said to me, "You're having a long queue."
但是他答应会帮我跟进。
But the person also promised that he would do what he could to help.
然后我就把这个事情交给神。
And so I committed the matter to God.
这个护照对我来说是不重要的。
So I say again, the passport was not important to me.
我的心不在这。
My heart was not on the passport.
我的心在神那里。
My heart was on God.
所以神要我走，我就要走了。
So if God wanted me to leave, I leave.
但是我把那个这个事情交托给神。
But I committed this matter to God.
想不到有一天。
And unexpectedly, one day.
同一位先生给我打了
电
话给我。
The gentleman called me.
他就告诉我。你的护照已经办好了。
And told me your passport was ready.
啊，你的加拿大的身份证都准备好了。
And even your Canadian citizenship card was ready.
你就过来取就可以了。
Please come and pick them up.
然后我问他啊，那我什么时候？因为呢，有一个程序的，就是要唱歌，唱国歌的哈。
Because I knew before obtaining the citizenship card, we needed to sing the national anthem.
其实呢，还需要面试，他要问你几个问题，看看你懂不懂加拿大的事情。
In fact, before singing the national anthem, you will need to be interviewed and answer a few questions.
但是那位先生就说，免了。
But then, the gentleman said to me, "Oh, you're exempted."
那我就拿着那个护照走人了。
So I went, took my passport, and I left.
其实，当你把你的生活上的需要和忧虑交托给神的时候，你只要专心仰望神，跟随他，他必然为你开道路。
I say to you, if only you would commit.All your needs and your worries to God in prayer, and just focus on following God, then you will find He will open the way for you.
所以今天我的讲道就到这。
So I come to the end of my message today.
总结一下。
Let me summarize then.
今天我们讲的是关于属灵的视力。
Today I've been speaking about spiritual eyesight.
耶稣在描写一个健康的人的一个状态。
Jesus describes to us the condition of a person who is healthy.
视力好的人，他会专注于神。
A person whose spiritual eyesight is focused, he's singly devoted to God.
也因为是他专注于神，全神贯注，全心全意，他能够看到神。
And because he's singly devoted to God and focused, he can see clearly.
他能够与神连接。
He can be connected with God.
他很清楚地知道神的心意。
He knows what God wants very clearly.
他会坚定不移。
He will be unmoved.
他不会因为别人的取笑就会把他吓跑。往后退。
He will not shrink back. He will not waver because of people's criticism.
但是这个属灵的视力，这个专注是不容易的。
But spiritual focus is not easy to achieve.
有很多东西要分我们的心。
Because there are many things which distract us.
钱财。
Money.
忧虑。
Worries.
婚姻。
Marriage.
人际关系。
Interpersonal relationships.
那只要我们继续的仰望神，把一切的困难交托给他，他必定为你开道路。
But then, as long as we focus on God and follow Him, He will solve the problems for us.
今天我的讲道到这。
So I close my sharing here.
那我们安静一下在神的面前。
Let us first spend a moment of quiet before God.
按着我们刚才听得到，向神做一个回应，然后我就做一个祷告。
And on the basis of what we have heard, let's spend some time and make a response to God. And after a moment, I will pray in closing.